Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi is proclaiming his innocence after a federal indictment charged that he took kickbacks to steer state contracts to a Canadian software firm. After being released on bond yesterday, DeMasi said all of the decisions he made before resigning this year were in the best interest of the state. Prosecutors allege DeMasi and three of his associates engineered a scheme to take money from the software firm Cognos, funnel it through lobbyists and a private lawyer, and deliver two contracts worth $20 million to the company. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, the federal charges came just a few months after DeMasi was considered one of the most powerful politicians in the state.
Learning of his indictment, Sal DeMasi had come to the federal courthouse with his lawyers and his wife in the early afternoon to turn himself in. Just before he made his appearance in the fifth-floor federal courtroom, the marshals slipped his handcuffs off. With his head down, avoiding eye contact with everyone, including his wife, DeMasi entered a far different atmosphere than the chambers on Beacon Hill, where he'd been acclaimed and overwhelmingly elected Speaker of the House back in January, after being nominated by his fellow Democrats.
Mr. DeMasi is the elected caucus leader to be Speaker of the House.
Genial and well-mannered, progressive and popular with his members, DeMasi orchestrated that show of his command of loyalty in the House at the start of January. But the Speaker was powerless to stop the run of stories raising ethical questions about apparent deals that benefited his friends and himself. And he was powerless to stop the federal investigation, which led to yesterday's indictment on charges of conspiracy, wire fraud, and mail fraud.
Flow of money is specifically chronicled in the indictment. Typically, the attorney received a $5,000 check from Cognos, and within a couple of days, sent $4,000 of it to DeMasi by check.
Before the court appearance, acting U.S. Attorney Michael Lautz detailed the alleged scheme by which DeMasi received $57,000 in payments from a Canadian software company, Cognos ULC, in return for using his office and legislative power to ensure the company won state contracts of $4.5 and $15 million. The company allegedly funneled its payments to DeMasi through an attorney unnamed in the indictment, but previously identified by the state inspector general as DeMasi's law associate, Stephen Topazio. The associate, now a cooperating witness for the government, said Cognos hired him as counsel, even though he had no experience in such corporate representation.
After telling DeMasi about the meeting, DeMasi said, "It's about time we got business like this."
Beginning in April 2005, according to the indictment, the associate attorney sent the bulk of each payment from Cognos to DeMasi. And when DeMasi got one check for $25,000, he instructed his associate to write four backdated checks instead to further disguise the payments as typical referral fees.
Every decision that I have ever made as the speaker or as a state representative was always made in the best interests of my constituents and of the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
With his brief appearance yesterday, DeMasi became the third Speaker of the House in a row to be indicted on federal felony charges. He answered no questions and left the rest to his attorney, who answered no questions. His descent from arguably the most powerful position in the State House began a year and a month ago. The Boston Globe had reported, for instance, that DeMasi had gotten a third mortgage on his North End home for below market rates from his personal accountant and former campaign manager, Richard Vitale. The paper reported that Vitale was selling his influence with the Speaker and was engaged in secret and unregistered lobbying.
Mr. Speaker.
Good. How are you?
Nice to see you.
How are you, David?
Good to see you. Can we talk to you?
No, I'm going
to
go. I'm going home. I got my wife waiting. I got dinner right there. I can't talk to you, honest to God.
That was May of last year. DeMasi wasn't talking. And the Speaker dug in politically as rumors circled the State House and would-be successors started positioning themselves to replace him, as they had when the last two Speakers of the House ran into ethical problems, newspaper probes, and ultimately federal indictments. In December, DeMasi's friend and associate Richard Vitale was indicted and charged in state court with illegal lobbying. Here's the state's Attorney General, Martha Coakley.
Failure to register as a lobbyist allows someone who fails to register to operate behind closed doors and with no transparency or accountability.
Also in December, the Boston Globe reported that a federal grand jury was investigating DeMacy and three associates for large payments they had received from that software company, Cognos. The first Italian-American Speaker of the House in state history, first elected in 1979, universally called Sal in the State House, my pal Sal in the North End, DeMacy would not yield to newspaper accounts. In January, he staged a public show of affection at the normally closed-door caucus and was elected speaker. Sitting nearby on the podium as he was sworn in that day were the last two speakers, who had both pled guilty to federal felonies, foreshadowing yesterday. A month later, DeMacy resigned, saying he was leaving with his head held high.
Sometimes in this job, you didn't think you had a lot of friends, and I told you, I was so proud to know that so many people were so supportive.
With him yesterday were three of his friends, including Richard Vitale. The four will be arraigned later this month. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.